music is from the hip-hop artist Lauryn Hill from her Grammy-winning 1998 album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. When you think of hip-hop, the first scene to come to mind is probably not Harvard University, but the Ivy League school has just launched an effort to preserve and chronicle hip-hop culture with a music archive, which will include music from Lauryn Hill. WBUR's Tanya Mosley of our Edify team reports on what the university is trying to do and why some fans are skeptical.
If you're of a certain age, this sound is definitely a familiar one. It's a needle on a record, and in the world of hip-hop music, it's a signature sound, mixing the old with the new.
What are we listening to?
We're listening to Friday the 13th, Cook County Jail, Jimmy McGriff. It's Green Dolphin Street, and it is one of the tracks that was sampled on Tribe Called Quest's Low End Theory.
Peter Lawrence is the senior curatorial assistant at Harvard University's Loeb Library. He's archived hundreds of pieces of music during his 11-year career at Harvard, but this is the first time he's archived hip-hop.
I think it's really great timing here in the music library, looking at bringing many more different types of music into the course of study here.
Right now, you can walk into Harvard's Loeb Music Library and see the album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, right next to scores by Mozart. The curator for this project, music producer Patrick DeWitt, better known as Ninth Wonder, says this display is an acknowledgement of a four-decade-old art form once dismissed by mainstream audiences.
This art form is very misunderstood, and it is very scrutinized by people outside of it that doesn't really understand it. You know, that it's a waste of time, that it's vulgar, that it's misogynist. And I'm thinking, so is America. You know, this is society we live in. You know, hip-hop has just been a megaphone of it.
For 15 years, Harvard has been documenting hip-hop culture at the Hutchins Center on campus. But it wasn't until recently that the university called on producer Ninth Wonder to choose 200 of the most influential hip-hop albums for the Harvard archives. Some hip-hop heads are skeptical. Boston artist and activist Jamal Crawford wonders if Harvard, sometimes known for its highbrow, pent-up reputation, is really serious about chronicling a culture.
I have a level of disdain, or I look at it with suspicion. It's suspect to me.
Ninth Wonder understands the skepticism, but argues the connections between Harvard and hip-hop are really not that far off.
If we're talking about two ideas of genius, you know, or setting the standard, then why can't hip-hop live at Harvard? Why can't it be in a place of genius if it's already genius itself?
Ninth Wonder points to the first four selections of the archive as examples of how serious Harvard is about chronicling hip-hop. Nas's album Illmatic, To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar, A Tribe Called Quest's Low End Theory. If you got the money, Quest is
for the booking. Come on, everybody, let's get... Tribe is the earth, wind, and fire of our culture. They're one of the most important groups of our time.
And
it's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication leads to complication.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I was on
the
humble, you
on every station. The title itself, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, came from, of course, people that know, people that don't know, The Miseducation of a Negro.
The Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson was first published in 1933 and argued that black people were being culturally indoctrinated rather than taught in American schools.
It spoke truth. It spoke love. It spoke honesty. It tells a complete story. You can't skip a song. And we haven't really seen an album like that since.
Critics like Crawford say he has no issue with the merits of the selections, but rather an overall questioning of the reasoning behind why Harvard has decided to take on hip-hop in the first place. Crawford calls the effort window dressing, a marketing campaign to appear fresh and hip.
It's like McDonald's. We're McDonald's. We, at one point in the 50s, we were, "Hello, ma'am, would you like a burger today?" And then in the 80s, we're like, "Big Mac." You see what I'm saying?
Ninth Wonder and his team will archive 10 hip-hop albums a year until they reach 200. Harvard, now joining the ranks of universities like Indiana, Cornell, and UMass Boston, now archiving all that goes into the making of hip-hop music. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Tanya Mosley.
Special funding for Edify provided by Lesley University, where creativity empowers teachers to inspire future generations. Explore undergraduate and graduate programs in education at lesley.edu.